The federal government has been urged to stop issuing fines to people on its remote Work for the Dole program, with more than 340,000 fines being issued in the last 3 years. There are 33,000 people on the community development program, many of whom struggle with day-to-day living. Cara Keyes from the Australian Council of Trade Unions spoke to The Wire's Charles Bryce and explained the reason for the high number of fines and the damage it's causing.
The reason that that penalty rate is so high under the Community Development Program is because it is much more punitive and strict in terms of participation requirements than any other type of program like this across the country. People are required to work 25 hours a week, 5 days a week, to meet participation requirements under this program. There are very limited ability for providers to be flexible in that. The rules around the program are such that any sort of discretion is extremely limited. And I know as well about people's ability to be able to actually get into contact with Centrelink and advise and provide proof of reason why they have missed work.
Why have one set of rules for one program and another set for a different program?
Well, that's a question that we have been constantly putting to the minister, and several inquiries, including a Senate inquiry last year, have questioned as well. Why would you have a stricter, more punitive program in remote economies where what you actually need is the government to assist in job creation rather than just a punitive program which penalises people in economies where jobs are actually in short supply?
Of the 33,000 people, around about 80% of that population are Indigenous and they are in the remote parts of Australia. Do you feel as if the people on the Community Development Program are being targeted in any way?
It is hard not to think that these workers are being targeted. If you look at the demographics of where the program is, they are, in the majority, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. The fact that these workers are being targeted is evidenced by the fact that, you know, 85% of people who are caught up in this program, based on where they live, are First Nations people.
Tell us how this is affecting people and young families that do rely on the Work for the Dole, as well as the communities that they live in.
The evidence is mounting that this is having a devastating effect on the workers, on their families, on their communities. And when you reduce the income of a community, of course you're going to see the knock-on effects. It is driving communities and people into poverty. And from the welfare perspective, if you're 55 times more likely than anyone else in the country to receive a severe penalty, which means you have no money for 8 weeks, that has effect on a person, it has an effect on their family, it has an effect on the ability of that family to put food on the table. And then there's knock-on effects, both to the community who have to back in and support that family, and also to the local economy. It economically doesn't stack up that there can be any positive outcome from completely withdrawing money from a community and expecting that community to be able to sustain themselves.
What's the severity of the fines that are being handed out?
The most severe fine is complete loss of income for 8 weeks. In terms of lesser fines, these workers are 25 times more likely to receive a financial penalty. And those financial penalties can range anywhere between, you know, a day's loss of pay right through to a full 8 week suspension.
The report found that less than 1 in 5 people have found an ongoing job. Is the program working?
No, it's not working. If you are spending $365 million to administer the program and people aren't gaining job outcomes, you would have to question about whether that is a good spend of money. What the Australia Institute report told us and evidenced is that $360 million for a failed program could actually be better spent in job creation. And in fact, 20,000 full-time jobs could be created with $360 million.
That's Australian Council of Trade Union spokeswoman Cara Keyes speaking to The Wire's Charles Bryce.